There is a tremendous need for additional bed capacity at Letterkenny Hospital, and the hospital made an application last summer to reopen the short stay ward, which would have required funding approval for €1.8 million from the government in order to hire the staff to actually open the beds in the ward, which is already there and empty at the moment. The evidence in terms of the overcrowding at the hospital shows how much is needed. In 2016, there was 2,000 cases of people overnighting in trolleys, and then that jumped in 2017 to 5,000 instances. And this year, it's on course for that again. So unless there's government intervention, we're going to continue to have the unacceptable situation of overcrowding and the problems and difficulty and stress that creates for patients, and also the tremendous pressure that it puts staff under.
The issue of this short stay wards, it's been highlighted by yourself and many other of the Donegal TDs on a regular basis, but it still seems to be no further forward. The same problems keep happening again and again, an issue to people regarding people waiting on trolleys at Letterkenny Hospital.
It has got no further forward. Last year, the government ignored it. There was winter funding made available for a number of hospitals to open additional beds. That's the funding that Letterkenny applied to. But despite about 10 hospitals being awarded the funding, Letterkenny was ignored. And the key thing is this year, the government can't ignore the hospital again, because they have to see the pressure it's under. And I know myself and my party colleagues, and indeed other parties, are seeking to try and ensure that the government listens, and that we don't see Letterkenny and Donegal being the poor relation on this once more, and that they do give the approval in the next short period of time, so that the additional staff can be hired and that additional 19 beds be in place before the real pressures of the winter commence again this year.
Just how important is it that this happens before the winter? Because the trolley figures are high at the minute during the summer, which is normally a period where trolley figures are low. So if we go to the winter without this short stay ward, then Letterkenny could be looking at a crisis. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think Letterkenny is under crisis at the moment, because the summer months are not months where you should be experiencing overcrowding in A&E and a lack of bed capacity. So there is a real issue there. And we can fully expect that will become more and be intensified as the winter months approach. So it's more important now than it has ever been that there is additional bed capacity there. The demand is up, and in order to meet that demand, there needs to be additional beds. So I hope that the government will listen, and that we will see a prompt answer now, so that because the hospital does need a lead-in time to actually hire those staff and reopen those beds.